Hi, Rich Dole here. I just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to the Have You Heard podcast. We will be adding new material and interviews in addition to interviews archived over the 10 plus years of being on the air. So if you keep coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com or subscribe to this podcast from wherever you get your podcast, you'll always have new material, new artists, and new music to discover. As always, thank you for listening.
Good evening. I am Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole.
And I'm Jack Elsley.
Jack Elsley's here. Did I lose my job? Have I been replaced?
No.
Okay. That sounds very comforting to know. Yes, Jack Elsley is here. He has returned to the land of corn and plenty. Is that the... I think that's the phrase for Indiana. And we also have a little baby with us.
That's true, Matthew. We have my little daughter, Ellington, is here. Actually, we are all here with her. Instead of... We're in my living room at my house, and so this is going to be a pretty casual type of evening, but I mean, most of our evenings are pretty casual. But we are very, very excited to have our good friend Jack Elsley back. And Jack, I got to say, man, that, you know, when I'm out and about, as I often am, and people say, have you heard from Jack? What's he doing? How's Jack doing? I'm like, thanks for listening. I mean, they never ask questions about me or Matthew, just about Jack Elsley. So
they haven't listened to the show in the last 4 years, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I hear it. Last I heard, he was here, but I haven't seen him for a while. So, Jack, for all of our listeners, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. And it is odd. I was just thinking, so listeners under the age of 4 don't even know who I am. So that's going to be a hard one demographic, but I'm gonna try to pull you guys in. I'm good. I'm here in town for the 4th of July holiday because this is where one comes to celebrate 4th of July. I was in Texas for a while and I just moved to Oklahoma City, which is the center of something that I have yet to discover. But that's that's soon. You know, that's part of the fun, really.
Yeah, and you received your doctorate.
I did receive a doctorate. I am now Dr. Jackson Elsley, as Frank Glover used to introduce me from the stage every night.
Yeah.
Frank won't return my calls now, so that's fine, though. yes, down at the University of North Texas, or whatever they call themselves now. They used to be the, what was it? North Texas State is what all the kids used to call it. That was before your time as well.
I think that was, yeah. I think you're still failing on getting that 4-year-old in.
I know, like the 4-year-olds are like whoosh, right over my head.
Yep.
There was a visual with that one.
Well, I say we brought Jack on because we wanted to hear music that he is digging right now.
I was digging. Well, I brought music that I've recorded in the last, since I've last been on this show.
That's a lot of music, I would assume. But we're going to hear it.
Okay. Well, do you have any preferences, things that you like? Okay, well, I didn't have access to all the recordings of stuff that I did, so we're kind of at the mercy of junk that I'm traveling around the country with that's in my phone or on my computer or whatever. But I don't know. I'm kind of torn about playing some of this because on one hand, I think those of us that played in the 1 o'clock are proud to being, you know, proud to say, hey, we played in the 1 o'clock, but at the same time, it's like, do I really want to play a college band? But they're a good college band. So so I brought a track of an arranger, Drew Zaremba. Drew and another composer that I'm going to play in a minute, Aaron Hedenstrom, have a podcast called The Arrangers Podcast. And I think there's 6 or 7 episodes in. You can get it on iTunes. And they are both just genius arrangers. They have very different styles. But Drew's a wildly talented guy. And for his graduate like his master's arranging recital, he hired Eddie Gomez to come play it. Which I was like, what?
So no other bass player was good enough there?
Well, yeah, I lent
they
him
had
my...
had to hire somebody else?
I lent him my bass, which was just hysterical. So rather than listening to Drew's recital like I should have been, I was sitting backstage like in the green room, and me and Eddie Gomez were talking about how the music was notated on three quartets. Which, for me, was just total geek out.
As one does.
As one does. But yeah, Eddie Gomez is a nice guy. But that's neither here nor there. So Drew Zaremba, great arranger. And he wrote this piece for another composer that we're also going to hear, Gabe Evans, which looks like Evans. It looks Welsh, but he's actually not Welsh. He's Jewish. he wrote this for this great pianist who is also a doctoral student with me, Gabe Evans. And it features me and Gabe with the 1 o'clock jazz ensemble. And this is called Blues for Gabe. Thank you. That was Blues for Gabe by Drew Sirimba featuring the University of North Texas 1 o'clock Lab Band. I'm Jack Helsley.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole.
You're listening to Have You Heard here on, what's our number? I forgot already.
88.7 WICR.
The Diamond. Are we still the Diamond?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we'll always be the Diamond, Jack. You and I always be the Diamond. Yeah. Well, that's true. We are the diamond in the rough.
That's true. That's right. We are rough. That's for sure.
Well, yes, we are on WICR. You can listen online, maybe WICRonline.org as our little mascot baby. She listens online because she can't stay up that late. Or she finds us at our website, haveyouheardjazz.com, or Facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz. There you can find all sorts of interesting things that are a lot of fun. But what's fun right now is listening to Jack Helsley. Now, Jack, I got to take a little bit of, you're our special guest, and I want you to brag, man. You're being too humble. You haven't been listening to this show. You have not been streaming us or checking out our podcast. So we have moved away from the humility.
Oh, okay.
We've gotten to a rather highfalutin type of situation here. So I want you to brag on yourself a little bit. I mean, you did a doctorate degree at University of North Texas. It's a well-known school.
It's an accredited school.
See? There you go. It's a great school, and there are a ton of great players there, or so I assume. And I mean, this is no small feat, A, to get a doctorate, and B, to get a doctorate at such a prestigious school. And so you're living in Oklahoma City, and it was, I mean, like, not only did you do a doctorate, but you commuted, basically, right?
Actually, I was in Denton almost the whole time, so it wasn't really, yeah. I mean, I think when most people do a doctorate, oftentimes they let them commute, and I assumed that was going to be the case, but they basically treated me like all the little kids.
And they treated you like an equal. That's so nice.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'll interpret Ellington's question. You didn't find there was any sort of ageism going on where they didn't have
Certainly... Well, I think on one hand, a lot of the kids were, you know, they certainly gave me a lot of grief about being an old man, which was kind of funny. But at the same time, there were a couple of us that were old men. So the doctoral program is kind of a new thing there, and they were only letting in a few people at a time. And so we're the first graduating class, and there were only five of us.
Wow.
And I wasn't the oldest. There was a pianist that had got started before me, and he was slightly older than me. And then we just heard the last tune featured Gabe Evans, who's a pianist. He's a little bit younger than me. Gabe is the new piano teacher at the University of Louisville.
Oh, wow.
And he is a bad dude. He really is. So he was there in the five of us. And so several of these recordings that I'm featuring kind of feature the doctoral guys because we were spending a lot of time like working on different things together. And so some of these, this project was two of the doctoral students that are composers and arrangers doing some of their music. And then I got kind of pulled in to do some of that. So
nice.
But this the next couple of tunes I wanted to play was from this recording that we're releasing this month of Gabe Evans, the pianist, and another arranger that was there, Aaron Hedenstrom, who's now in Minneapolis, and he's you know, they have a pretty happening scene going on up there, and so he just decided to move up there and freelance, and so we did this recording last summer, I guess, and he just finally got it finished, and he's calling it the living room sessions because, you know, like a lot of college kids, we just did this in someone's house, but you know, we set up in different rooms and I mean, so it was like a studio, but it was literally in somebody's house. But they were all sort of one take, you know, it was more like Rudy Van Gelder than like other things, you know, so sure. We could all kind of hear and it was like playing live, but we just like recorded things. And so, which is kind of the vibe that he wanted. But we're releasing that this month, and we're going out on like a site tour. So if anybody outside of Indianapolis is listening, we're starting in Minneapolis on July 27th, playing a show at Reverie there. And then we're in, I think we're staying there and doing a master class there. Then we're in Kansas City on that Saturday at the Green Lady Lounge. Oh, you've been there? How's the service? Let's see, Kansas City, and then we're, I think we're finishing up in Edmond, Oklahoma, of all places, my new hometown, at the wonderful Jazz Lab, which is actually a really good venue.
Cool.
So,
well, this isn't a couple of these things. I'm interested to see what you've been doing.
Yeah. So this is a piece that was by Aaron, who is, again, I mean, he's a great arranger. He's also a great, saxophonist, multi-instrumentalist. And this is a piece that he wrote called A Piece Beyond Words. Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt the show, but just a reminder that you're listening to the Have You Heard podcast. New episodes are always being added to haveyouheardjazz.com, so please check it out. Subscribe to us any way you see fit to keep yourself updated. We'd also like to invite you to get involved by being a larger part of our show through contributing segments or ideas, or by becoming a supporter or underwriter. More information can be found at haveyouheardjazz.com or drop us an email at hyhjazz@gmail.com. We welcome your support and we thank you for listening. Now back to the podcast.
You're listening to Have You Heard on 88.7 The Diamond. This is Jack Helsley.
Matthew Altizer.
And Richard Dole.
And
Ellington.
That was Rich voicing Ellington. He's being a proctor. That was a piece by composer, Minneapolis now, bass composer Aaron Hedstrom, called A Piece Beyond Words, which is coming out on his new release called The Living Room Sessions, which we're going to go out and try to play some of that music, because I don't think we played any of it live. So I think I brag talked about both of those guys, Aaron and Gabe. I didn't say anything about the drummer, Matt Young, who's actually the really heavy guy in the band. He was on Bob Belden's animation band for a while, and he's just a crazy drummer. But it was just funny. I was driving home from a gig one night or something, and there was this BBC story, and they had this huge story on that band. They were in Iran, I guess, doing some big tour. I was like, I just played with that guy yesterday. It's like, oh, it's crazy. But Matt Young, he's a great drummer from, he's originally from Atlanta, but I don't know where he's going to go when he escapes the pull of Texas. How did you escape the pull of Texas, Matthew?
I was offered an opportunity to study at IU Bloomington in the PhD program.
Oh,
yeah, so I came back to Indiana. Good old Indiana. But it is what it is.
It's a show about choices.
That's right.
That's what we're talking about.
So, North Texas. How long was the program for the doctoral program?
I was able to do it in 3 years of constant torture.
Wow.
So I cranked it out in summers and all the classes I could take and did my dissertation like all in one fell swoop. You should not try that without stretching.
And so if our wonderful listeners were interested in reading your dissertation.
It is online. Yes.
It is online. And the title of the dissertation is?
Oh gosh. Well, dissertations all have really long titles, so I'm probably going to misstate it. It is the evolution of the improvisational vocabulary of Mark Johnson. Mark Johnson is a bassist who, strangely enough, is from Denton, Texas, which really had nothing to do with it. He's just like one of my favorite bass players, but worked out that way. That's a whole other story. Mark is originally from there, and his younger brother was at North Texas while I was there. He had retired from the Air Force, and he was back doing a master's degree. So he's, about my age, probably older than me a little bit. And he and I were playing in a group together, and somebody finally said, well, you know, that's Mark Johnson's brother. I was like, really? Because I'm doing my dissertation. And so I wanted to, like, you know, like, hey, could you, like, put me in touch with your brother? But he just didn't really seem that interested. I was like, hey, are you Mark's brother? He's like, yeah. But anyway, he did finally put me in touch with Mark, who was very kind and sent me some emails and some phone calls. And we talked about how great he is. It's kind of the bottom line. But yes, if you want to go online, if you have access to whatever that thing is, ProQuest or the internet, I've heard of the internet, but it's out there if you're really bored. No, it's good. It's an interesting read if you can't sleep. Anyway, I thought about doing that, but I was like, I'm just going to bring stuff from my dissertation, talk about that on the show, and I thought that'd be really too outlandish. But actually, I did present that stuff at the Gen conference last year in New Orleans. And so if you really want to geek out on it, I have like the bullet points and a bunch of excerpts. It's on my website. If you want to go like, look at like, you know, Scott LaFaro played this and then Mark Johnson played this. And then Eddie Gomez played something that looked like that. I have some musical examples and you can go look at them. So
what is your web address?
Strangely enough, jackhelsley.com. .com. I think that's what it is. Yeah. So you can just go there and see pictures of me and musical examples.
There you go. We will post that on all of our social media sites. And Rich will read through the dissertation and create a one-page questionnaire that we will post online, and whoever gets the most answers correct will win a prize.
Does it have a lot of pictures and graphs on it?
In the dissertation?
Yeah.
It has a lot of examples, not that many pictures.
I think you lost them.
I was going to say, I thought I was going to have to do a have you heard defense. Really? Can you support that claim? Potential Dr. Helsley?
That's right. You don't get your doctorate until you've gone through the rigorous trials of Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer on the radio.
Well, I always joke, you know, it's like people are like, oh, you have your doctorate. I was like, yeah, you know, that and $4 will get you a cup of coffee. But I took over for my lovely wife teaching, much as Professor Dole here took over teaching ear training because she was overloaded with things. And so the first time, you know, I'm like standing in front of this class or whatever, you know, they all are sort of, they feel obligated to like call you like doctor or whatever. And I was just like, at first I was like, this is really dumb. I was like, I kind of dig this. Like, oh, Dr. Helsley. First time I wrote it in an email, I was just like, Dr. Helsley. I was like, that's too weird. But
so when we just run into you on the street, can we call you Jack, or is it Dr. Jack or Dr. Helsley?
It depends on if you want to be respectful or not.
Jack it is.
Only if he's wearing his doctoral gown do you have to call him doctor.
Yeah, right, or wearing my robes. Oh, that's right. I was going to show a picture. I'll show you guys the picture. I think I have it on my thing of I worked for the great, great bass player, Lynn Seaton. And Lynn has no degrees at all and is like one of the heaviest people in the world. And so he has to show up at these things wearing these robes and stuff. And he was like, no, man, you can find regalia like at a used place or whatever. And so for my graduation, I'm wearing this stupid hat and like the stupid robe and stuff. And he comes in wearing this black robe and a beret. And he had just won a Fulbright. So he's wearing this big Fulbright medal and then just random. It's just, I was just like, you are like the hippest. You're the hippest cat in the world. Anyway. But, well, speaking of doctors, here was one of the other guys that was a doctoral student there, has a tie to Indiana, because I think we have definitely played with him, if you didn't remember it. I don't know if you knew him at all. Is Keith Carnes. Did you know Keith? Remember Keith at all?
Yeah, yeah.
Keith was a graduate student down at IU, one of Brent's arranging students. And he was one of the doctoral students with us. And he wrote an album's worth of music to feature Rich Perry. And so he got Rich to come down to Dallas and spend a couple days. And so he just released that album a couple months ago, and it's called An Eye on the Future. And so I wanted to play a little bit of that, if we could. So
that sounds great. So this is An Eye on the Future?
The name of the recording is An Eye on the Future, and it's kind of sort of a running joke. He has not given me a copy of it yet, and every time like I'm in Denton, I'm like, hey, can I get a copy of that recording? And so last night, since I knew I was going to be on the show, I like called him up. I was just like, if you want your stuff on the radio, send me the tracks. So I haven't really listened to them yet, other than the rough. So we'll just pick one at random. So let's do this one called The Law of Contagion. Thank you.
The Law of Contagion, featuring Jack Helsley, which is always exciting. Our wonderful guest today on Have You Heard, or this evening. And Jack, we're not going to let you leave Indiana for a whole nother week, because we're bringing you back next week for another show.
Oh, I thought it was a voting irregularity.
Well, you know, the guys will knock on your door later, and they'll have the discussion about that later. So.
That's okay. The state of Oklahoma tells me that I'm registered here, so I don't, which is not true, actually. That last tune actually doesn't feature me. It features great saxophonist Rich Perry. I mean, I am on the recording, but I'm just...
Then you're featured.
I'm playing the incredibly difficult music of Keith Carnes, so... But if you're interested in that music, you can go to his website, Keith Carnes. I assume it's keithcarnes.com or iTunes or whatever it is, wherever you kids get your music. And it's An Eye on the Future is the name of his album, if you want to like get a hold of that.
And let's finish off this show with two more tunes.
Okay.
And so what are we going to listen to?
Well, I wanted to feature a composition by, I was talking about the pianist Gabe Evans, who's the new piano teacher down at University of Louisville in the Jamie Ebersold program, jazz program. And he's both a great pianist and a really great arranger. And so this is he wrote a series of tunes for this album dedicated to his daughter, Aya, about their various routines. So they have like a going to sleep routine and a this routine and a that routine. And so it's sort of a suite of tunes. And so this first is called Dream Routine, and it features Gabe and I'm not sure who else on the thing. And then this last is another recording by the 1 o'clock. They're most known for playing complicated, weird, angular music, and so this kind of fits right into it. And it's a piece called Wholesome Recreational Activity by an arranger, also a bassist, Branson Garner.
Great. Well, thank you very much, and thank you for listening. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
You have been listening to the Have You Heard podcast. A big thank you to Jared Thompson and Premium Blend for letting us use their incredible original tune, Pursuit of Happiness, from their album, The Road. You can hear Have You Heard every Wednesday at 9 p.m. in Indianapolis on WICR 88.7 FM, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world through the internet at wicronline.org, or look for WICR in the TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio apps. Listen to us anytime by coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, where we will be adding new material all the time, so there will always be something new for you to check out. As always, we appreciate your time, your support, and thank you for listening.